If you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn to Philippians chapter 4. We'll get there in just a minute. Poet and philosopher Henry David Thoreau said, "Rather than love, rather than money, rather than fame, give me truth." Though he says it better than any of us could, Thoreau simply states what all of us surely already know. Truth is extremely valuable and especially desirable. Truth is a most important thing, isn't it? No doubt every one of us in the room, somehow, some way, we've all been hurt by a lie, haven't we? Some of us, we were hurt. We wasted a lot of years believing the lie that we didn't need Jesus, that Christianity was a waste of our time, a waste of our effort and energy, that the church, even this church, was no place for us. Some of us, we were hurt believing the lie that the sin was better than the obedience. We chose the sin. We believed the lie. Some of us, we were hurt believing the lie that doing whatever we wanted, whatever felt good to us, would be good for us. So we did whatever we wanted to do. We said whatever we wanted to say. We treated people however we wanted to treat people. We lived however we wanted to live. We thought it was the way to our happiness. That was a lie. It wasn't. We were miserable. Maybe we're still miserable in some ways. Maybe still picking up the pieces of some things broken because of that lie. Some of us, we were hurt not believing the lie, but because of the lie. The lie told to us by a spouse, a family member, a friend. The lie told against us that maybe cost us a spouse, a family member, a friend. Did you stand this morning, especially in light of the danger and the detriment of the lie, how true it is? Truth is a most important thing. And for that, because of that, no wonder our pursuit then of it, our pursuit of the truth, even above love, even above the money, even above the fame. All year long thus far, and still for a few months to come, our desire to hear the truth, to believe the truth, to live in the truth. All year long thus far, still for a few months to come, we're sharing truth with one another. This from your church family this last week, one shared from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." The one who shared that verse wrote this for me when I first read that. "God has no evil intent," was my thought. "He doesn't have any evil desires to hurt us, mess with us, or make our lives miserable. He only has the purest desires for us, to help us walk a life of holiness." They go on to say, "There's no one like God, no one better. He has our back. He loves us unconditionally and has only good and pure desires for us to live a holy and worthy life." That's the truth. Listen, my brother, my sister, this might sound odd, and yet I wonder if it's not maybe all too common among us. Listen, be careful of attributing darkness to God. The truth this morning, he is light. In him there is no darkness, not at all. Another shared from Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?" It's the truth, sort of clothed in the rhetorical, if you will. The question asked in the end, rhetorical in both parts. If God is for us, He is for us. That's the truth. If God is for us, who can be against us? No one can. It's the truth. Listen, aren't you glad God is for you? Listen, my brother, my sister, listen now, the truth. God is for you. Back to a moment ago, He has no evil intent, not for you. He's for you. He has no evil desire to hurt you, not to mess with you, not to make life miserable for you. No, no, He doesn't. He's for you. He has your back. Of course He does. He's for you. He loves you unconditionally and has only good and pure desires for you to live a holy and worthy life. Listen, God is for you. And because He is, no one, no thing stands a chance against you. Hear that, believe that, and live in that truth this morning. For us, our message today, our truth for today, Philippians chapter 4. Before we begin there, let me ask you a question. This season of your life, now, even today, this last week, the week to come, are you going through something? That's how we sometimes say it, isn't it? How's it going? What's going on? Well, I'm going through something right now. It's not great. Whenever we think of that phrase, the use of it, it's never great, is it? I'm going through something. It never implies good. Really, only difficulty. Or maybe this question, are you dealing with something? Again, that's how we would maybe say it. Well, I'm dealing with something at work. It's got me stressed out. Our family, we're dealing with something right now. It's tough. Are you going through something? Are you dealing with something in your personal life, in your family life, in your marriage, with your children, with your parents, your siblings, at work? Are you going through, are you dealing with something physically, in your health, financially, emotionally, spiritually? If asked the question, is that how you answer? Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, how's life treating you? How's the family? How's the job? Well, I'm going through something right now. We're all dealing with something right now. It's not good. Life's not good, not really at all. Hey, my brother, my sister, how are you doing? How are you doing physically? Hey, my brother, my sister, how are you doing spiritually? Well, I'm going through something. I hurt. I'm worried. I'm dealing with something. It's messed some things up. Things aren't the way they should be. Things aren't the way they need to be. If you were asked and you truly answered, is that maybe what your answer would sound like? Still one more question, the obvious follow-up question. What is it? What is that something that you're going through, that something that you're dealing with? Surely you already are, but let me encourage you. Think of that something for a moment in your mind. Recognize it. Your pastor asks you this morning, is there something you're going through? Is there something you're dealing with? And you catalog your life events. You catalog where you're at in life. You catalog relationships in your life. You catalog work. You catalog health. You catalog spirit and where you're at spiritually, your relationship with Jesus, your life in the Lord, your life with Him. You catalog all of these things. And you think of the thing, the one thing, the multiple things That's it. That's the something. You have it in your mind. You know what it is. You recognize it. You see it. You recognize that relationship. That's the something that you're going through. There's stress in that thing. There's a problem in that thing. There's bitterness in that thing. There's unforgiveness in that thing. You catalog in your mind that thing, that something you're dealing with. It's finances. Something financially has come up. That's the thing you're going through. That's the something you're dealing with in your health, in your spirit. You see it. You recognize it. You identify it. You name it this morning. It's in your mind. It's there. Listen, for that something this morning, I believe the Lord speaks to us today the truth that would bring such incredible encouragement. I'm going to call it this morning, divine encouragement. Even for some, what might prove to be miraculous encouragement. I believe it. The word of the Lord this morning, the truth, it's going to settle over your heart. It's going to settle over your mind, over your life. It's a miracle. It's going to have a miraculous impact. It's going to make a miraculous difference. I believe it. Some of you are going to leave this morning having received a miracle, and you'll leave here proclaiming it, and people will ask, what happened? Were you healed? Were you delivered? Were you set free? What happened? And you will answer, I received encouragement, and it was a miracle for me. That's the excitement with which I bring the truth this morning. That's my prayer for each of you today, especially each of you that are going through something, that are dealing with something right now. I think I've maybe shared with you my daily devotional time. I try to read through the Bible in the year, each year, and on occasion when beginning that in January, just to make it a little bit something different, I'll change the translation that I'm reading that year. This year I've decided to read the contemporary English version, Philippians chapter 4. You know the verse. You know the truth. You know it well, but you likely don't know it the way the contemporary English says it. You're going through something. You recognize it. You can clearly see it. You can identify it. You can name it. You're dealing with something. Something related to relationships, something related to work, something financial, something physical, emotional, or spiritual. It's how you answer the question this morning. If you were to answer honestly, how's it going, my brother? How's it going, my sister? Well, I'm going through something. I'm dealing with something. And it's not something good, because when it's said that way, it's never something good. Listen now, the truth then for you this morning. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 from the contemporary English. Christ gives me strength to face anything. Do you understand? Do you see this morning the encouragement? I believe it, the word of the Lord for you, my brother, for you, my sister. How goes it? Well, I'm going through something. I'm dealing with something. And the Lord meets with you this morning. Can I just say it that way? This is your home church. You're here because you're always here on a Sunday morning. But can I challenge you with this thought? You're here by way of a divine purpose this morning. Because you're going through something. You're dealing with something. If asked this morning, that's how you answer. And the Lord has brought you to this place to speak His word, to speak His encouragement, to give to you His truth, this truth. Going through something, dealing with something. Listen, He gives you strength to face anything. Hear that truth this morning. Hear it again. Christ gives me strength to face anything. I know sometimes it can be weird and awkward. You say it with me. Let's say it together. Christ gives me strength to face anything. Hear it as you say it. My brother, my sister, the truth. You say it one more time. Say it with me. Say it together again. Christ gives me strength to face anything. Just quickly through the verse this morning. Listen, hear this, the truth. It's Christ that strengthens you. It's Christ that gives you the strength. This is God that does this, all powerful, nothing impossible with Him. God, this is not the strength from some man. Listen, I never want to speak poorly of important and even needed professions, but this is no doctor giving the strength. This is no therapist. This is no counselor giving the strength. This is no financial advisor. This is no friend. This is no family member. This is no pastor giving the strength. This is Jesus, God Himself, who gives you strength this morning. I believe it. The Lord meets with you today, not on accident, on purpose. He meets with you this morning, my brother, my sister, so that you might hear this word, His truth, and so that you might receive this morning His strength. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29, the Lord gives strength to those who are weary. Even young people get tired, then stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles soaring upward on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired. In Isaiah 41 and verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is our God. What He does for you, for me today. Listen, hear this, the truth. It's Christ that gives strength. This is the language used. He increases your strength. He adds to your strength. But again, remember, because it's Him that's doing this, it's Christ, it's God. When He strengthens, when He increases, when He adds, He gives you out of the supply that He has. The strength He has is His strength. He gives to you out of that supply. Do you understand? He doesn't give you more of your strength. He gives you out of His supply. He gives you His strength. You know this verse this way. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen, of course you can. Because the God with whom nothing is impossible, He strengthens you. He adds to your strength out of His supply, out of His nothing is impossible power. That's the strength He gives to you. That's the strength He adds. You have your strength, not even worth mentioning, but now He strengthens you. He adds to your strength His strength. Of course, then you can do all things. Listen, the truth, my brother, my sister, Christ strengthens you. Hear this, the truth. It's Christ that gives you the strength. Yes, you, my brother. Yes, you, my sister. Listen, stop with the lie. I fear it. Too many Christians, maybe too many of us even here in this room, we hear Christ strengthens everyone but me. That's how we read the truth. That's not the truth at all. That's a lie. Stop hearing the lie. Stop believing the lie. Stop living the lie. Say it with me again. Emphasize the me. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. Say it one more time. Say it loud. Say it boldly, unashamedly. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. That's the truth this morning. The strength he gives is not for anyone but you. It's for you. It's for you, my brother. It's for you, my brother, today. It's for you, my sister, in this moment. Listen, hear this, the truth. It's Christ that gives you the strength to face anything. In preparing for the message, my mind immediately went to David facing the giant Goliath. Saul and his army, you remember the story, run. They would run and hide every time the giant came out. Every time the giant stepped out into the battlefield and cursed God and his army, Saul and his men, intimidated by his stature, intimidated by his power, intimidated by the damage he could do, the destruction he would bring, they ran and hid. But David walked out onto the battlefield and faced him. David, in faith, faced the giant. David, in confidence, faced the giant. Do you understand? You remember, right? David, in faith, the God who helped me to defeat the lion and the bear will help me to defeat this giant. David's faith in God. David's faith in what God could do. You remember David's confidence. Giant, you come at me. How dare you defy the armies of the living God? Today you'll die, I'll live. Israel will be in victory. You'll be dead and defeated. You remember David's confidence. Can you imagine it? Can you picture it in your mind's eye again? The giant with all of his armor, sword and shield and spear, and shepherd boy David with nothing but a slingshot and a few stones. It's laughable. And yet David steps out in that battlefield with a confidence. Because of a faith in God. And again, you know the story. David faced the giant, not just in faith, not just in confidence. You know how the story ends. David faced the giant in victory. David defeats that giant. David, the hero, the victor, takes the giant's own sword, lops off his head, and we imagine it in great Hollywood fashion. And young shepherd boy David, with nothing but a slingshot and a stone, stands before the armies of Israel with Goliath's head lifted in hand, blood everywhere. As men were roaring, we love it as David looks to them and lets them to know of the victory that belongs to Israel that day because they are the people of God. David faces the giant. When all others run and hide, David faces in faith and confidence and victory. Listen, my brother, my sister, you don't have to run. You don't have to cower or hide. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be afraid or intimidated. Christ gives you strength to face anything that something that you're going through. That's something that you're dealing with. You can't miss it this morning. You have to understand. Christ gives you the strength to face that. Again, this time though, not out loud. Say the verse. But you don't need the anything because you know the something. So say it with that. Christ gives me the strength to face my doctor's diagnosis. Yes, he does. That's the truth. He gives you the strength to face that. Christ gives me the strength to navigate through this time of conflict within my home. Yes, he does. That's the truth. He gives you the strength to face anything. You have it. Your mind, you've seen it, you've identified it, you've recognized it. That's something that you're dealing with. That's something that you're going through. Listen, Christ gives you the strength to face that. Christ gives you the strength not to cower in fear or intimidation. Christ gives you the strength to face that in faith, in confidence, in victory. Christ gives you the strength to face that something, whatever it is, my brother, my sister. It doesn't matter what the thing is that you're going through. It doesn't matter what the thing is that you're dealing with. Anything, Christ gives you the strength to face it that way. In faith, in confidence, in victory. That is the truth. Hear that truth. Believe that truth. Can I ask you this morning, do you believe it? Do you believe that it's He, it's Christ, that He's the one giving the strength? Do you believe it, that He gives the strength, His strength to you? Do you believe it, that His strength is enough? It's His strength given to you so that you can face anything. Do you believe it? Any temptation, any difficulty, any frustration, not cowering in fear and anxiety and worry, no, but in faith, in confidence, and in victory. Any impossibility, any sickness, any suffering. I don't speak lightly of your sickness or your suffering this morning. But I ask you, my brother, my sister, do you hear the truth? Do you believe it this morning? That Christ gives you the strength to face anything. Anything being that something, that pain, that suffering, that sickness that you're now going through. That Christ gives you the strength to face that sickness, that pain, that suffering in faith, in confidence, and ultimately even in victory. Do you believe it? Any hurt, any pain, any grief, any loneliness, do you believe it? There's something you're going through, something you're dealing with. His is the strength that's enough to face that. Let me quickly add here, His strength is not just strength to face the difficulties of life. It's also strength to live the life that He's called you to live. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, He's called you to be faithful. His is the strength that you might be that. His is the strength that enables you and empowers you to be faithful to Him, to faithfully love Him, to faithfully serve Him, obey Him, to faithfully endure through life's difficulties with Him, to faithfully persevere through every trial, through every trouble, so that your faith only grows, establishes you in your faith, strengthens you further in your faith. Verse 4, His is the strength that helps you to rejoice. I'll say it again, rejoice. To rejoice in the Lord always. His is the strength that enables you to do that. Some of you are going through things and you think, rejoice, no way. But that's because you're thinking you and your strength. As I mentioned before, your strength, not worth mentioning, but His strength enables you to rejoice in the midst of whatever difficulty you happen to find yourself in. Verse 5, His is the strength that helps us to be gentle. Verse 6, His is the strength that helps us to not worry, but instead to pray. Verse 8, His is the strength that helps us to keep our minds and whatever's true, noble, right, and pure, lovely, and admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. He, Jesus, gives you the strength. He gives you His strength to do all He wants you to do, to be all that He wants you to be. He gives you the strength. He gives you His strength to face anything. That is the truth. Hear that truth. Believe that truth. And live in that truth. Live in faith. Whatever it is you will face, Christ will give you the strength to face it. Have faith that sustains you. Have faith in that truth. Have faith in Him that sustains you through whatever you face. Can I encourage you? Can I challenge you this morning? Think of it this way, first from maybe a little bit of negative perspective. When was the last time you thought of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 in light of the difficulty that you were going through? Maybe it's often. I don't mean to imply that there's no way you've ever thought of it. Maybe it's often. I wonder if maybe you're like me. And I don't know that I can remember when faced with a difficulty, my mind went immediately to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Christ gives me strength to face anything. I know what it was in that moment to be afraid. I know what it was in that moment to be intimidated, because I thought of me and my strength. This is what I thought. What am I going to do? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to get out of this mess? That's what I thought. Me, 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 all me, all the time me. That's what I thought. All about me. Can I encourage you? Can I challenge you? Maybe more now from the positive. Whatever difficulty you face when you leave those doors this afternoon, face it with this testimony in your mouth. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. Tomorrow there's going to be a difficulty that arises at work, doctor's office on Tuesday, Wednesday. Something with the family, something with the kids, something in the marriage, something at school. Listen, when that happens, I pray that you remember what you heard here today. And it becomes, even for all of us, our default response. Christ gives me strength to face anything. Life turns upside down. Christ gives me strength to face anything. Turn on the news when we get home from church and see that everything has collapsed all around us. This is our declaration. Oh, but Christ gives me strength to face anything. Can I encourage you, live that life of faith. Have that response of faith. Live in confidence. Listen, my brother, my sister, whatever it is that you will face, Christ will give you the strength to face it. Live in that confidence. Listen, what do you have worry about? What do you fear related to tomorrow? Listen to the truth. Whatever comes up tomorrow, whatever awaits you tomorrow, Christ will give you the strength to face anything. Why are you worried about tomorrow? You ought not be worried. You ought to face tomorrow with confidence. What do you worry about the new school year? You ought not worry. They ought not worry. Anything, everything that comes up, anything, everything that they will face, Christ will give them strength to face it. What have you to worry about a new move, a new city, a new place? You ought not to worry about anything. You ought not to be afraid at all. Why? Because Christ will give you the strength to face anything. So you ought to go to school in a couple of weeks. You ought to move wherever you intend to move. You ought to do whatever you intend to do. You ought to step into whatever doctor's office. You ought to step into whatever bank. You ought to step into whatever boss's office. You ought to step into whatever awaits you tomorrow with the confidence, with this declaration, Christ will give me strength to face anything. I have no need to fear. I have no need to be afraid. How about this? Live in praise. Whatever it is that you will face, Christ will give you the strength to face it. So you praise Him for that. You thank Him for that. You rejoice in that. Tomorrow and what tomorrow holds, you have no idea. But you know that Christ will give you the strength to face it. With that faith, with that confidence, that's why you praise Him today. You praise Him as you enter into tomorrow that you have no idea what all awaits you in it. You praise Him on your way into it. This is why you praise your way into the doctor's office, through the doctor's office, out of the doctor's office. Because you have this faith and you have this confidence to hold you and sustain you. Whatever I face, Christ is going to give me the strength. Whatever the surprising news of tomorrow, and I mean surprising in maybe not a good way, whatever the shock of tomorrow, next week, next month, the remainder of this year, whatever the conclusion of this year, maybe not good, maybe less good than how it began, maybe less good than how any other year has ended, this is why you can enter in. This is why you can walk through. This is how you can come out with praise on your lips. You recognize you live in the faith and the confidence of this. Whatever I face, Christ will give me the strength to face it. You live in faith. You live in confidence. You live in praise. And listen, my brother, my sister, listen, you understand. You live in victory. Of course you live in victory. Whatever I face, Christ's going to give me strength. Whatever I go through, Christ's going to give me strength. Whatever difficulty, whatever obstacle, Christ is going to give me strength. Whatever mountain in my way, Christ is going to give me strength. Whatever conflict, Christ is going to give me strength. Whatever lack, Christ is going to give me strength. Whatever sickness, whatever pain, whatever suffering, Christ is going to give me strength. Whatever grief, whatever loneliness, Christ is going to give me strength. This is the truth this morning. We hear it, we believe it, and we live in it because of the truth. We live in faith, we live in confidence, we live in praise, and we live in victory because Christ strengthens us. One writes this, this verse can be divided into two halves. The first half is, I can do all things. To stop there and pull the words out of context would imply the idea of self-reliance, cocky, self-assuredness. That's the kind of message we often hear from motivational speakers. You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it, but that's not what the verse says. The last half reveals the source of our strength, Christ. God wants us to accomplish much more for Him in this world, but only through Christ. Instead of trusting our own strength and abilities, we must rely on Christ and His power. Paul's confident words can be spoken by every Christian. The power we receive in union with Christ is sufficient to do His will and to face the challenges that arise from our commitment to doing it. God does not grant us superhuman ability nor every resource to accomplish anything we can imagine without regard to His interests. As we contend for the faith, we will face troubles, pressures, and trials, but we do not need to worry about being given more than we can handle. Christ will supply resources sufficient to complete what He asks us to do. Christ will give us the strength to face anything. My brother, my sister, I pray it for you this morning. I pray dearly and desperately for you that you hear that truth, that you believe it, and that you live in it from this moment forward. Father, I pray that you would help each one in this room. Lord, you know my heart. I believe, I understand it. We're in the middle of a series and always, you know it. Lord, it's every week looking for the truth that you would have me to share, a truth that I pray would be impactful and be a blessing and a help to this people. Yet, Lord, you know how it was this last week that you impressed on my heart. I believe it. You impressed on my heart this truth for this people today, that they would hear it, that they would believe it, that they would begin to live in it like they've never lived in it before. I believe it, Lord, that you've laid this word, this truth on my heart for this people today that are here on purpose because they are going through something. They are dealing with something. And you have brought them here this morning on purpose that they might hear this word from you. That you give them the strength to face anything, to face whatever it is that they're going through. So Jesus, would you speak to each one in this room? Would you minister to each one in this room as only you can. With heads bowed and eyes closed, this is just personal for me and you. Listen, your pastor wants to pray for you. That's all. Your pastor wants to pray for you. So can I invite you this morning? Heads bowed and eyes closed. No one's looking around. Just me. I just want to be able to see and I want to be able to pray for you this morning. If you're going through something, if you're dealing with something, would you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I'm going through something. I appreciate it. You can put your hand right back down. Right back down. Yeah, for sure. There's hands all over the room. You're going through something. You're dealing through something. I'm going to push you just a little bit. I'm going to ask you if the message this morning is the truth that you needed to hear. Kind of, sort of, the implication that maybe you had forgotten this truth. Maybe you had forgotten that Christ gives you the strength to face anything. I want to especially pray for you. I'm going to ask you, it's a little bit of a push, it's a little bit more, but would you just lift your hand and say, yeah, that's me. I needed this truth today. Thank you. Again, put your hands right back down. You can put your hands right back down. Father, I pray you saw each hand that was lifted in this room. You saw it, only you know it, what each one is going through, what each one is dealing with. You know it. You know it. And Father, because you are good and because you are kind, you have brought this people here. I'm not going to call you out by name. You know who you are. Listen, my brothers, you who lifted your hand just a moment ago, do you understand? God has brought you here on purpose. And I know you've heard the word from the pastor, but the Lord wants to speak the word to your heart. He has brought you here today that you might hear this. He gives you strength to face anything. That's why you're here this morning. That's why this is the word this morning. Listen, my sister, you that raised your hand just a moment ago, I'm not going to call you out by name. Of course, I don't want to do that. Listen, my sisters, the Lord has brought you here on purpose. The Lord has brought you here that you might hear this word, this truth today. Listen now. That thing, that something, He gives you the strength to face it. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Father, my brother's going through something. My sister's dealing with something. I pray for them today. I pray that you speak to their heart the reminder of this truth. And Father, I pray for each one that lifted their hand. That's a little bit tough. That's an acknowledgement of something forgotten, something missing, something that was needed. And we don't always like to admit to those things. But those that lifted their hand, I needed to hear this truth. I needed to be reminded of this truth. Maybe it's because of the something they're going through, something they're dealing with, whatever it is, whatever the reason, they needed the reminder of this truth. My hand lifted with them. You know, it has to be lifted with them. How we need the reminder of this. My brother lifted his hand. He needed the reminder. My sister lifted their hand. She needs the reminder. I lift my hand. I need the reminder. I needed it this morning. They needed it this morning. I got a feeling we're going to need it this afternoon. We're going to need it tomorrow and Tuesday, Wednesday. So Lord, by your Spirit, would you speak continually this truth? Help us to always and only hear the truth. Very specifically this morning, help us to always hear this truth. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. Help us to believe it. Help us to live in it, Lord, I pray. I pray for my brothers and sisters this morning. I pray for this church. I pray for these students. Everything that they will face this coming school year, they will face with this. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. I pray it for Deborah. as she moves away. Every obstacle, every difficulty, every new situation. Sometimes the new can be unsettling for all of it. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. I pray it for Dan and Tina this morning. I pray it for Jeff and Michelle as they navigate through a time of grief. I pray it for Tammy as she navigates through a time of grief. The reminder, Christ gives them strength to face anything. I pray it for everyone in this room, everyone a part of this church family that's dealing with health difficulty. I pray it for Chuck. I pray it for Carol. Erica, we pray for you that the Lord heal you in Jesus' name. We pray for your healing. We pray it for Cecil this morning. We pray it for others in this church family that need a touch from you. Jesus, that you will remind them through every doctor's visit, through every up and down especially, that you would remind them, Jesus, you give strength to face anything. I pray it for everyone that will go to work tomorrow. Maybe some that will step into an unsettling work environment. A boss that's not very kind. Work colleagues that don't always have our best interest in mind. I pray that tomorrow we go into that environment with a reminder, Christ gives me the strength to face anything. I pray it for each and every one of us. The uncertainty of this world. What could happen tomorrow? What could happen through this week? But Lord, this is the reminder for us as we navigate through it all. Oh, but Christ gives me strength to face anything. Help us to hear that truth this morning. Believe it and live in it. In Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet this morning and lift your hands to receive the blessing of the Lord? I declare it over you. The Lord's word, the Lord's will. Listen, you lift your hands to receive His blessing today. Oh, His blessing is good. How we long for His blessing on our lives. This is word and His will that you would be blessed. Listen now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you, remind you always of the strength He gives so that you can face anything. The Lord turn to you and give to you His peace. In Jesus' name, would you receive that? Would you say amen? Amen and amen. God bless you this morning.